Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor, Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zakas. El Nino year, that means warm ocean. That means that a lot of precipitation has to fall. And it, in an El Nino year, means that it falls in Australia sometimes. But this year, Australia was supposed to be dry and very hot, and the water was supposed to head to North America, to the North Temperate Zone. None of this has happened. And we're now moving into the autumn season in Australia as we're moving into spring season in the North Hemisphere. Here in New England, we've had one snow of 10 inches. That's it. And we're now having spring rain start immediately at the beginning of March. Heavy spring rain, but clearly the birds know, the daffodils know, all the creatures of the forest know, spring is here. I saw a whitetail move through in daylight. I've seen the daffodils 3-4 inches tall. Spring is here, and it's not supposed to be here for another 2 weeks. Jeremy is going to report on Australia, where the weather is equally unpredictable, but they have one twist that we don't have in New England, wildfires. Jeremy, I begin with the reporting out of Victoria. What's happening there that's unusual?
Well, as we speak again, the wildfires are continuing to move through Victoria, mostly in the rural areas at the moment, so very much a long way north of Melbourne and in the very much scrub and bushland type of areas of the state. However, the fact is that they are there at all because at this time of year, John, we were expecting to have a lot milder weather. And basically, we weren't expecting to have temperatures up around the 30s and even getting close to 40 degrees Celsius. So we're talking well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit at this time of year. So I won't say that the state itself was actually already preparing for the winter months and had basically taken away their preparedness. Effectively, though, the resources that we would normally have at the beginning of summer weren't all really ready to go for this catastrophic fire season we've suddenly got so late. So as we speak now, there are at least a few hundred fires still being monitored or in play. We anticipate this coming week there will probably be at least a few more because it is going to be relatively hot and dry down there. But in between a few of those days, Victoria is expected to get thunderstorms again, which brings the lightning, which is also triggering a lot of these fires as well. So the unfortunate thing is, John, that as we speak, we're expecting another week of catastrophic fires, but then we just don't know what's going to happen after that. We don't know if we're actually going to start getting into winter because the big fear right now is we're actually seeing the start of our summer almost at this late stage, which means we're probably going to have a very hot winter, which is even more catastrophic because fires don't know the season. They just know the temperature and they could continue on. So it's quite a weird set of events right now.
In correspondence with you these years, I've come to routinely look at videos and still photographs from Australia. You have a very beautiful continent, Jeremy, very beautiful. And the extremes make it even more gorgeous. I understand, you know, that that's a storm coming, but it's gorgeous to look at. So right now, you had too much rain, very much rain. You had too much heat. And now you had the third wettest summer ever during an El Nino phase. In other words, you're living with extremes. Extremes in Victoria, extremes in New South Wales. Queensland is hopeless. I mean, they live in extremes. Western Australia is another continent, as I understand. They don't follow the rules. So this fall, you're expecting bucketing of rain? Have they characterized it?
They have. They're expecting to have not only the full-on bucketing down of rain, which we seem to be getting more and more regularly here, but it looks like it could be very consistently day after day. So, just to characterize autumn and basically the winter months look like here, we do get a lot of rain events across the country, but it tends to be you'll get rain one day or for part of a day, then it will be dry for a fair fair amount of time afterwards. But what we've been very much warned about now is right up and down, especially the East Coast here, we could get days on days on days of rain. And while that's not too bad in, say, areas like Queensland, which is tropical at the best of times, it actually has the estuaries and rivers and water management to deal with it. As you start to come down the East Coast, so certainly through Sydney here, then through Canberra, then down to Victoria, there are just some areas that don't cope so well because those areas are traditionally dry. And when you get areas that are dry and then have water on them, the water normally sits on the top because the ground is so hard. And then it basically pushes the floodwaters out into bigger and wider areas. So we're kind of expecting those conditions. But I should add that every time we say we're expecting a certain kind of condition, and we were almost saying, talking about this kind of thing last year, we seem to be getting exactly the opposite. So if I was a betting person, John, I'd say right now, while we're being told to expect monsoons, I suspect we're actually about to throw into a very weird dry cycle, which means we probably won't get the rains, but I think we may actually be starting to talk about the possibility of drought here in Australia again. I may be wrong, and it might just be me being a bit conspiratorial, but I think the weather's so unpredictable right now, we may not get exactly what's being modelled. So it's again, you have to react to what you see. Certainly here in southern Sydney, we're just prepared for everything all the time now because we just don't know what's going to happen.
Are you having the humidity today? Has it continued for several days?
Yes, in fact, we're getting the humidity quite badly today, and you probably can't hear it, but in the background, my computer fan is actually turning up quite high because the humidity alone is a lot higher than normal, so everything feels a lot more damp and a lot hotter. The temperatures are certainly hitting around about 30 degrees Celsius, so we're talking about 90 Fahrenheit, and it's ongoing. We expect some of the humidity is going to drop off during the later part of next week, but it just seems to feel so stagnant and hot all the time. So even if it drops, say, like down to 80% or 70%, because we're around, I think, about 85% right now, it doesn't make much difference. It's still humid when we're not used to humidity. It's almost like living in Queensland, but just too far south.
I mentioned about wildfires. There was a very big wildfire. It's still not completely contained in Texas these last days. And it reminded me again of the warning that Danielle Claude has given out to people who live within the reach of bushfires, is what you call. We call them wildfires in America, which is to have a plan. Again and again, there were anecdotes from Texas, people getting caught in between, staying and leaving as the fire swept over a vast area and merged with another fire. You're used to this, two fires coming together. This was the second largest fire, I think, in U.S. history or Texas history, one or the other. Everything's big in Texas. You know that, Jeremy. The only thing that's bigger than Texas is the continent of Australia. That's all I know. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. The crickets are coming. The snakes are in the roof. The wildfires are underway. The rain is coming or not. And Victoria is getting pounded right now. Victoria is understood to be the lucky part of Australia, southeast. That's where all the posh people live. They don't get bad weather, except this year. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Oh, and yes, New Zealand is snake bit. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.